Please be seated. Get this come down a little bit. Good evening and welcome. My name is Richard Smith, commander of the Fort Recovery American Legion, Emmett Mannix Post 345. Please stand for an opening prayer by our Legion chaplain, Mr. Alan Diller.
Move your hat. Thank you, Commander. As we remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms we enjoy every day, we think of how they have followed in the footsteps of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Please hold our servicemen and women in your strong arms. Cover them with your sheltering grace and your presence as they stand in the gap for our protection. We also remember the families of our troops. We ask for your unique blessings to fill their homes, and we pray your peace, provision, and strength will fill their lives. May the members of our armed forces be supplied with courage to face each day, and may they trust in the Lord's mighty power to accomplish each task. Let our military brothers and sisters feel our love and support. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Cover.
You may all be seated. Now it's with privilege and my honor to introduce our fine mayor of Fort Recovery, Mr. Dave Culp.
Thank you, Dick. First of all, good evening to everybody present here this evening, and on behalf of the Village of Fort Recovery and the Town Council and the entire staff, we thank you very much for coming tonight. It is my honor and my privilege to be standing here actually for the fourth time as the mayor. I can't really believe it went that quick for me actually, but time flies. We are here this evening, to pay respect to our legends, to recall their accomplishments and devotion to our great nation. Thank you all to the veterans here with us tonight and to the ones that are here just with us in soul. A significant number of these heroes didn't request to leave their homes for battle. They rose to the country's call to secure for our freedom that we enjoy today. A large number of Americans have battled and lost their lives on the front lines here and abroad to protect our opportunities and our lifestyle. Today, our troops continue to protect us, and many people sign up for the service to say, "I'm prepared to serve." They follow in the generations of great Americans. I kind of looked some stuff up, and Memorial Day initially was called Decoration Day, and it emerged from the Civil War in the 1800s. And there was 620,000 Americans that lost their lives in that battle. And we have granted decorations to numerous soldiers. We added their names to landmarks and name structures after them. But no number of awards and stripes can comfort the ones remaining behind. So this weekend, individuals from all parts of the nation will assemble to pay respect and appreciation to the individuals who have served our nation. Your quality of life here tonight is a tribute to our troops and their families. Ceremonies like this is very important across the nation, but I want our servicemen to know that we honor them each and every day for our freedom. Ronald Reagan once said, "If we ever forget that we are one nation under God, then we will be one nation gone under." So please join me in giving these brave men and women a much-deserved round of applause. I want to thank you again, and God bless America. Thank you.
I want to thank you, Mayor, for always being here when we need you. At this time, I would like to introduce the commander of the Fort Recovery VFW, Post 6515, Mr. Rick Loy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad to be here and join the night with you. I'm the commander of the Fort Recovery VFW. I'd like to introduce our speaker tonight. Our speaker will be Bob Howe, our District 2 commander.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you all for taking time out of your day to stand with us in recognition and honor of all those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice and service to this nation. I'd like to take a moment just to recognize all those among us who have served or are currently serving, as well as any here who have lost a loved one in service. We are humbled by your sacrifices, as we know they are great, and we commend the demonstrations of your courage and strength you have no doubt shown throughout the most difficult of times. And I'd like to personally thank each and every one of you for your service, for what you served. More than 1.1 million men and women have died in wartime throughout the span of our nation's history. To put that in perspective, that's more than the populations of San Francisco, Boston, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. In fact, more people were killed in World War II alone than currently live in the city of New Orleans. This, of course, does not even begin to take into account those who were wounded or went missing. That number is closer to 2.8 million, just slightly more than the city of Chicago. These numbers should truly humble us, as they represent people, individuals, who were brothers, husbands, mothers, sisters, friends. These were people woven into the fabric of our communities across the nation. They were loved, they were mourned, and they were missed. Personally, I cannot begin to comprehend the moment when you sent your loved one off to war, knowing it may very well be the last time you see them, hug them, tell them you love them. But this has been a stark reality for many families in this country. So too have been the telegrams, the middle of the night phone calls, a chaplain standing at the door of the next of kin telling them that their loved ones have been killed. It's all too easy for those of us who have never suffered such losses to see the past, the holes that were left in the families and the communities. That's simply human nature. As Franklin D. Roosevelt once said, those who have long enjoyed such privileges as we enjoy forgot in time that men have died to win them. But Memorial Day is our chance to reconnect to the genesis of our nation's innumerous freedoms. It is an important day on which we ground ourselves to the reality that God, that every Gold Star family knows. Our way of life has been shaped, made possible by those who have served and by those who were lost. I would encourage you to get to know these stories within your communities. I would think you would be amazed at the stories of true valor you will find. This is the reality of military service. This is what we take to heart on Memorial Day. We are able to be here today largely thanks to those who are not. There are many ways you can keep our fallen, as well as our injured and ill veterans, in your mind and hearts throughout the year, if you are so inclined. It could be driving a veteran to a medical appointment, befriending a veteran who lives alone or in a nursing facility, or reaching out to a veteran who has just left the military service. Please reach out to find ways you can help engage and be part of the effort to care for those who served. Working together, friends, neighbors, veterans, groups, and entire communities, we can ensure that the sacrifices made by our nation's finest and bravest never go unappreciated and that their victories are never forgotten. I thank you all for joining me in today's tribute. I hope you will keep our military men and women and the sacrifices they made close to your heart today and throughout the rest of the year. Thank you.
I want to thank Bob for coming. He's our second district commander. He was here 2 years ago and gave us a speech, too. We really thank him. We appreciate it. At this time, we usually have the band play, but the band is not here tonight because they are in New Orleans at a Scholastical Bowl, and the kids are all there with them, so they couldn't be here tonight. So that's the only reason the band's not here. Friends, we're gathered here to remember our honored dead on Memorial Day. We pray that we may be ever watchful to recognize the enemies of our freedoms, not only on foreign soil, but also on enemies that are present within our own country. We know that God is our Father, and He will help us to work together for the good of our fellow man. Please pray for lasting peace in all the world. We remember in a special way all those who have fallen in battle, unknown to man, but to God alone. Something else you should know, if some of you don't know, this is our 100th year of the American Legion. So, you know, let's give them a real hand here. 100 years, it's unbelievable. Comrades, in memory of the countless thousands of men and women who have shared the dangers of war in the air, on the seas, and on the foreign lands, also in memory of those missing in action and unaccounted for, we place this wreath in gratitude for all the blessings of the free land. May God in His love and mercy bless this land of ours, and may we never forget or take for granted the price of freedom. As the wreath of poppies is placed in their memory, we ask God to comfort the families who have felt the loss of all these loved ones. At this time, would the Sergeant of Arms, Mr. Kenny Romer, and Mike Smiths please come forward to get the wreath. At this time, will you all please stand? Since the band isn't here, we've invited a young lady that I very well known from my old hometown of Ansonia, Miss Roxanne Romack, to sing the national anthem for us. Roxanne, please come forward.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets reckless, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the and the home of the brave.
Great job. You can't get any better than that. Please be seated. At this time, we'll now honor our departed veterans with the rifle salute and taps. Joe, take over. Great job. That is Mike Collick that does the taps. That's really great. Thanks, Mike. Now at this time, we will now have the benediction by our Legion Chaplain, Alan Diller.
Before I say the last prayer, We also would ask you to honor the National Monument of Remembrance established by Congress in the year 2000. At 3 p.m. on Memorial Day, Americans are asked to pause whatever they are doing to honor those who have died for our freedom that out of history let us never forget. Let us depart in peace and in love and in charity with our neighbors. May we be joined together in our common goal of service to our God and our country. Let us drive safely and carefully to our homes, and may God's blessing be with us all. Amen.
Before we say this last thing, if you see a veteran with a hat on, go over and thank him for his service. Anywhere you're at, it doesn't make any difference. I'll tell you a little story. I was up in Van Wert at the McDonald's restaurant. I was there with my granddaughter, and there was a World War II veteran in there. He was in a wheelchair. And I went over, and I saluted him and thanked him. And he tried to stand up, and he couldn't do it. And he started crying. And everybody in McDonald's stood up and clapped him and went over and thanked him. And I couldn't get over that, so really great. Thanks to our auxiliaries for the touching tribute at the bridge. We would also like to thank the Sons of the American Legion and anyone that helped put the beautiful display of crosses. Thanks to Roxanne Romack for a great job on the singing the national anthems. Thanks also to the Boy Scouts and anyone else whose efforts contributed to making this a fitting tribute to our honored dead. Thank you, everyone, for attending this ceremony this evening. Thank you very much. Good night.